I definitely have learned good skills from my entrepreneurship class. We have had to do mock business pitches. We've gone to business competitions, but I definitely would say that I learn more just by owning my own business because they're more real experiences and I have to interact with people and manage my time and all that stuff.
Welcome to Future Titans, where we spotlight remarkable middle and high school entrepreneurs building real businesses that solve real problems. Every founder we speak to has received a $1,000 Formidable Fellowship grant. It's not equity, it's not debt, just a bit of inspiration capital to say keep doing what you're doing. If you're a student entrepreneur, we'd love to support you too. Just visit formidablefellowship.org to apply for a grant. It takes less than 5 minutes. And if you believe in empowering young builders, consider supporting our mission. All contributions are tax deductible. Now on to the conversation. All right. Hey, everybody. We have an amazing young entrepreneur here with us today. Chandler, do you want to introduce yourself? Maybe tell us your name, where you go to school, what grade you're in, where you're from?
I'm Chandler Dyke, and I'm from Fort Worth, Texas, and I'm a senior at Arlington Heights High School, and my business is Signs by Chandler.
All right. So, Chandler, walk us through what the product is that you sell, and maybe just to give folks a sense for how successful the business is, how much revenue you did last year.
I create custom signs that I hand paint for birthdays, graduations, tailgates, really just anything. And I made about $2,000 last year.
Okay, amazing. So custom sign, hand painted signs. How'd you come up with this idea? Like, where did this even start from?
I saw it around social media, like on Pinterest and Instagram, and I always thought it was really cool, and I just thought I maybe should bring it to my town because it seemed like a thing that people would really like.
Okay. And I think in our first conversation, you mentioned something about making a sign and somebody seeing it at a tailgate or something. Like, was that sort of the first time you had sort of customer interest in what you'd built?
Yes. So my family has a tailgate at TCU, and I think it was against Texas, I'm pretty sure, and I had made a sign for that for my first one, and someone really liked it and was like, I would like to get one of these for, I don't remember what, it was someone's birthday, but she ordered a sign, and then it just kind of took off from there.
Okay, cool. So you kind of already were making signs, and then somebody liked what you did, and that was sort of the beginning of the business.
Yeah,
and
it was my first sign.
Okay. That's amazing. That's cool. Well, that's great. Like a lot of entrepreneurs don't get that great feedback on the first thing they ever built. So hats off to you. Where did you go to get your next set of customers? You know, what did you do, and you know, how'd you find them?
After that, I continued to just make them for events that I was going to, so I wasn't charging anyone. Like, I had a Friendsgiving, and I made one for that. And so then my friends started to see it, and they would tell their parents, and then their parents would tell their friends. And then I made the Instagram, and then I started getting a lot of followers. So, yeah, just kind of spread by word of mouth and social media and all of that.
Okay, I love it. So you'd kind of show up at every event, and you'd bring a sign, and people would see it, and then they'd get interested, and then they'd reach out to you. Okay, so it's kind of like very, you know, I guess what people might call sort of guerrilla marketing, you know, like you would just get out there, you'd show it, people liked what you're building. Okay, cool. So in the beginning, you kind of have friends, you know, their parents, their families like it, word of mouth. Has that been the primary way it's grown, or like how is it, you know, you did 2,000 a year or last year, how has it grown beyond that?
I would say it's mainly just word of mouth and social media, or in like being at like birthday parties, like parents, people that I wouldn't even know are seeing this and they're at a birthday party or something. And they're like, oh, I love this. And they're asked the person, where'd you get this? And then they follow me on Instagram and it just kind of like happens from there.
Okay. That's great. And so I'd love to understand pricing. Like, how do you price the signs today? And actually, if you remember, how has that changed over time? Like, you know, what were you pricing it at in the beginning?
It really hasn't changed much.
Okay.
in the beginning, I charged my first person $40 because I didn't feel that I should be charging them $50. And I've looked at ones online and they charge $65. So I've always just kind of kept it at $50. I've been told that I should raise my prices, but I'm kind of content where I am at $50. And, you know, I'm just a high school student.
Okay. Okay, cool. And so is there like a particular size then, like that you always make them to, like they're one standard size?
Kind of. They're usually around like 6 feet.
6 feet by like 3, kind of?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. So pretty big signs. Okay. And you're hand drawing all of these based on that Canva design that you come up with. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So maybe walk, because this is like a great business for a young entrepreneur because it's like a hustle business, right? Like you don't, it's not super expensive, I imagine. Like the raw materials aren't crazy expensive. Is that right?
No. What just do you need? Paint brushes. I actually use makeup brushes for my paint brushes. I found that they work better. I get the big roll of brown paper from Lowe's or Ace Hardware. And then my projector, which my first projector was like $30 from Walmart. And what else? Pencil. Really just basic things.
Now, I mean, it's amazing. So, I mean, I think for anybody who's listening, like what Chandler's done is really great because probably for all in startup costs of less than $75, you could start this business, right? And you just need like some hustle and some ability to sell. So let's say somebody says, hey, Chandler, can you make a graduation party sign for me? Maybe walk through what that process looks like. Like, are you customizing it anyway for them? Like, oh, they're TCU fans. So do you put something like that on the sign or is it kind of like, you tell me it's a graduation and then I'll go do my magic.
So they'll tell me that and I'll just be like, when do you need it by? What do you want it to say? What colors, what designs, like all that kind of stuff. And I'll go on and they'll tell me all the stuff they need and I'll go on Canva, make the design. So like say it was Texas. I made a Texas one last year. And I did a Bevo and I did Hook'em. Just all the stuff that like customized to that school. And then I sent them a photo of their design. And I just asked, is there anything you want changed? Anything different? Do you like this? And then I start doing it and start drawing.
Got it. Okay, so cool. I'm going to ask like some silly, maybe stupid questions here. So you create it in Canva, you get sign off from the customer, then you project it. And then are you sort of like tracing it?
Yes.
From the Canva onto the brown paper, and then you paint it after that.
Yes, but the projecting has become more of just it's like a really rough sketch that I do just for, it's more of a spacing thing because I've kind of gotten to know all the fonts to where it's like really easy for me to do. But yeah, it's more of the spacing is really one of the hardest things for me.
Okay, cool. And like, would you describe yourself otherwise? Is like, are you very artistic? Like, can you draw and like do artsy kind of stuff pretty well?
Yeah, people have always said that I'm creative. Like, I have good handwriting. I'm pretty creative, but I've never been like I don't sit down and just paint on a canvas. Like, I'm not like that kind of, you know?
Okay. All right, that's cool. And so I'm curious, like, you know, you show somebody the sign, do you get lots of change requests when you show them the first version?
Usually I get change requests if it's just like words or I don't know. Because sometimes they won't tell me what they wanted to say and then I'll just send it to them and they'll be like, well, can you make this word? Not many changes. Usually people like it.
Okay. Okay, good. And so have you ever had an instance where somebody was just like, I want this change, and then you send it to him, and they're like, oh, no, I want it this way, and then you send it to him, and then you got another. Like, have you ever had that happen?
I really haven't.
Okay. No. All right. That's great. And so word of mouth, you're kind of doing it yourself. And so I guess there's some seasonality to this business. Like, graduations tend to be in a certain time frame, and birthdays are year-round. So, like, how's your business split between – you know, graduations versus birthdays versus I don't know what other special events you tend to do.
I would say that the fall is a really busy time, like October, November. November was so busy for me. I'm not sure why. There was so much going on. But I had, yeah, the fall and then the spring, right about March is when I get really busy.
Okay. Okay, cool. And how long does it take you to make one of these when you get, request?
It really depends on the detail, but usually like an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours okay. maybe if it's really okay. detailed.
Got it. And then you'll mail it out to them or you'll like sort of hand deliver it?
I've mailed one or two, but mainly it's mainly local. So okay. I'll just put it on my front porch, text them or DM them, but and they'll come pick it up.
Okay, gotcha. And so I'm curious, where did this like desire to do something entrepreneurial come from? Did you grow up in a household of entrepreneurs? Did you take a really cool entrepreneurship class that got you excited? You know, was it a lot of Shark Tank? Like, what was the genesis of this?
I've always just had like the drive to make money. And in seventh grade, I started a summer camp at my house. And all the neighborhood girls would come over and I would host it for about 3 hours a day. Not super long, but, and I've done it ever since. And so that was my first kind of spark there. And then I also did an earring business. It was kind of short-lived, but it was during quarantine and I didn't really have much to do. So I started designing earrings and people would pick them up on my front porch. But yeah.
Okay. I love it. And then have you ever had like what I'd call a traditional job where you just kind of go work for somebody else and you get paid, you know, by hour?
I haven't really had a job where I like have a schedule and go this amount of days, this many hours. But I have had like side jobs because I have a neighbor that has a pajama business. So she's hired me for a few things. I have a friend whose mom has a garden market and I've worked for her a little bit, but nothing like hourly, nothing like that.
Okay. Okay. And so, yeah, I guess those sort of side gigs versus this, like, I'm curious, like, would you, if you were to compare sort of being an entrepreneur and making money and doing those side gigs, like what are the differences you've observed or which ones you like more?
I would say I have more control definitely of being an entrepreneur and doing my own work, but the side gigs are nice because I just can take them if I have the time because I also babysit, I also do cheer, I have school. So it just, if I can fit it in my schedule, I definitely want to.
Okay. All right. Cool. And so with the sign business, like, you know, so $2,000 you said, so, you know, let's call that 40 or so signs last year. You know, when things get busy, how many hours a week do you spend on this or how many signs are you creating in a week in those busy periods?
In the busy periods, 3 to 4. Some weeks I'll have one every day. That's when I really am busy, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. And is this a business that you know, if you could grow it, let's say we could get you to 80 signs, like, is that something you'd want to do?
I haven't really thought about it that way, but I definitely plan to do it in college, wherever I go. I'm not sure where I'm going yet, but I know that it will be definitely a hit in college because there's always different functions and different events that it's needed for, but I haven't really thought that far in the future.
Okay, cool. And how about just entrepreneurship? Like, you know, you've had to, I guess there's a certain amount of budgeting and just, you know, basic finance and other things. Like, have you learned that at school? Have you learned that off of YouTube at home? Like, or you just, how'd you pick up all that?
My dad's always been really good. Like, he's always taught me how to handle my money and he's been a good example. But I also took Entrepreneurship 1 last year at school. And so I took Money Matters, actually. So I was learning all the fundamental things you need to know about money and how to handle it.
So Chandler, you've taken all these entrepreneurship classes, this Money Matters class. I'm curious, when you think about where you learn the most about entrepreneurship, you know, whether it's in building the sign business or you know, what you learn there versus maybe what you learn in the school setting.
I definitely have learned good skills from my entrepreneurship class. We have had to do mock business pitches. We've gone to business competitions. But I definitely would say that I learn more just by owning my own business, because they're more real experiences and I have to interact with people and manage my time and all that stuff.
Okay. I'm curious on the interacting with people, like since you started the business, have you become more confident as a public speaker, would you say, or just interacting with, you know, I don't know, customers and adults and, you know, other young people, like where, I guess, you know, maybe if we asked somebody else who knew you well, what would they say? Would they be like, oh yeah, this has changed a lot since she's been doing her business?
I've always been a very outgoing, talkative person, but I would say that having my sign business, I get recognized more. Like, my parents will be at dinner or something, and they'll be like, you're famous with these people. They're talking about you and your signs. But yeah, it has taught me to branch out and talk to more people, especially people I don't know.
And it sounds like you're not doing a lot of cold outreach to get, you're not like doing flyers or, you know, like doing,
no.
I don't know, emails out there to like try to get business. It's all kind of come to you. Is that right?
I have done a giveaway on my page on Instagram.
Okay.
Which helped me get a lot of followers, I would say.
Okay. And did that work in generating business?
Yeah, it did.
Okay. What did you do there? I mean, we actually just spoke to somebody earlier today, two young girls in Indiana, and they were young entrepreneurs, and they were saying like social media has been one of the things they'd love to get better at. So, you know, maybe walk through what you did that was so effective, because, you know, maybe I imagine a lot of others would learn from that.
Yeah, so I just created a giveaway and I gave away, I think it was a gift card and then a free sign. Nothing crazy, because I didn't have that many followers. I couldn't be doing some crazy giveaway. But the requirements to enter was tag three people. The more people you tag, the more entries. Follow me. And I think that was it. Follow me, tag me, or I mean, tag your friends. And then that just got me a lot more followers, because people would tag their friends. Oh, I want this gift card. I want this sign. And they would tag people.
Yeah. Okay, nice. All right. So the giveaway worked. That's great. And have you done that again after that, or that was kind of like a one and done kind of thing so far?
I haven't, but I definitely plan on doing another one sometime.
Okay. Got it. If, you know, I think a lot of young people, like even, you know, younger than you, will hear this and be like kind of inspired, like, oh, I want to start a business. And the fact that you're able to do it with, you know, what sounds like maybe less than $50 or $75 makes it sort of pretty approachable. Any advice for somebody who's thinking of starting, who's like maybe a little scared and they're like, I don't know if customers will like this, or I don't know how to draw, or, you know, they're like, their inner voice is telling them all the reasons not to do it. I'm curious what you might tell them to just get them, to give them some encouragement or advice to sort of just get going.
I would just say to do it, because even if you fail, it was a learning experience. And if you have the drive, then most likely you can succeed.
Yeah, that's great advice. From an entrepreneur perspective, are there folks, whether locally or just, you know, really famous entrepreneurs that you kind of take inspiration from, or that you think highly of when you think about other people who've built businesses?
My neighbor owns a pajama business that has really taken off in the past, I don't know how long they've owned it, but it's maybe 10 years. And
what's her name?
Their names are Paige and Amanda, two moms that used to live in my neighborhood, one that still does. And they named it after their firstborn child's names, Lila and Hayes. And they have been very successful, and I just really look up to them.
Got it. And what do? They're selling pajamas, or is it some? Okay.
They make the prints. They design the prints digitally, and their pajamas come from Peru, and they're awesome, really comfy.
Okay, that's cool. And it sounds like it's sort of taken off maybe kind of recently, but they've been at it for a while.
I would say in the past 2 or 3 years, like, it's gotten really popular. Like, influencers that I watch on Instagram and stuff, they are wearing it. I'm like, whoa, there's Lylan Hayes, my across the street neighbor's pajamas.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, yeah. I think the thing that's interesting about that also is that sometimes people will see that on Instagram and assume like they just blew up, like right out of the, you know, right when they started, but they've been at it. They were at it for 5 or 6 or 7 years before that happened. Yeah.
They've been popular, but they just really, like, they've expanded, I would say.
Yeah. That's amazing. That's cool. Any other entrepreneurs that you look up to, or any business people that you think, that you kind of think highly of, or that have taught you things, whether it's on, in your local community, on YouTube, elsewhere?
My dad, he's very hardworking. He's always working. He does oil and gas, and I really look up to him because he is constantly working.
All right. So, Chandler, you know, I know you have a pretty busy schedule, right? You obviously have school. You're doing babysitting and side things. You've got cheer, and then you've got your business. I think a lot of entrepreneurs sometimes think about, like, well, how will I manage this? I'd love to just understand if you've got, like, any techniques or tricks you use to just keep yourself organized so you can do all these different things.
My planner has definitely been my best friend throughout all this, because it really just keeps me on top of things. And always, it's a rule for me that I need to finish the sign the day before. I always write it down the day before the customer says they actually need it. And so that's really just helped me be able to balance cheer. I was doing soccer last year, babysitting, other side hustles, just a lot of school, everything.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, like, so you're not like a procrastinator, like 99% of people. That's, you're already like in the 1% right there, which is amazing. Okay. What have you done with the $1,000 Formidable Fellowship grant? If you've already used it, or where do you plan on using it to grow the business?
I haven't used it all, but I bought a new projector, which I really needed. It's a lot better quality. I can see it better. And I've bought more paper, paint, just all those necessities, which don't cost that much, but the projector was definitely big.
Okay, that's great. And I guess one of the final things I'd love to understand is, you know, you're learning a lot by building a business. I'm curious if you were to think about what you wish you could learn more about in school that would maybe just, you know, help you in the business, or just maybe life in general. Like, are there things that you wish school would spend more time teaching you about?
I wish school would teach people about time management, because it's definitely something that I've just had to learn on my own. But I really think it's important that students know how to use that, because it can help them be a lot more successful.
So, Chandler, somebody's interested and has an upcoming special event they want a sign created by you. Where do they find you?
As of now, I'm only on Instagram, but it's signs.by.chandler. And I hope to expand to Etsy soon.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, an Etsy store would be fantastic. We'll include Chandler's Instagram in the show notes. But Chandler, keep doing what you're doing. It's amazing. You found this business that's, like, you know, inexpensive to build, and, like, you've obviously built a good product that gets word of mouth, which is, like, a great testament to the fact that people like what you're making, and you're solving a problem. So fantastic work. And we're looking forward to following what you build. Thanks.
Thank you.